this is Millie in Bennington, and I just listened to the Food Friday with the Storts interview there. Ray Graff, he earns every cent that he gets, and I couldn't stop laughing. And then Lucas Willard stepped in and saved the day, and Alan doesn't know what a talented bunch he's got.
This is Vincent O'Connor calling from Amherst, Massachusetts. I'm calling to bring the attention of the commentary group at AMC to a novel by the late Michael Crichton called Airframe. The novel was published in 1996. It speaks about problems with an airplane that has wing sensor problems and regulatory capture of by the industry of the people who are supposed to regulate. It's a pretty good novel. But the question that everyone who contemplates what is going on with Boeing and what happened with those two airplanes has to ask is why 23 years ago could somebody who is trained as a physician, a scientist, lay out the problems that manifested themselves in the crashes of the two Boeing planes?
Aida Horowitz, Albany, New York. And I want to say that Rosemary is wrong, and Chartok is correct. The whole purpose of this, of having Mueller testify, was because 99% of the people in this country have not read the report. Now they know what the report says. Now they know that the idea that there was no collusion, no obstruction, is a hoax. And therefore, they have no excuse.
Dennis File, Albany. Commenting on ICE, if this was 1930s, people would be calling them the Gestapo. This whole immigration thing reverts back to what I see as concentration camps of the 30s. And the United States is becoming one of those countries that we fought against in World War II.
My name is Brian Arbor. I'm calling from Western Massachusetts. I'm calling because every time I hear everything about this upcoming election, you do not mention Bernie Sanders once. You guys are avoiding Bernie Sanders at every cost. You will not mention his name. You will not mention his stats against Trump. You will talk about Warren or other candidates. You won't mention Bernie Sanders. And I just want to know why you are avoiding mentioning Bernie Sanders' name when he is the most popular candidate running against Trump.